Paddy O'Gorman is with me now. Paddy, good morning to you.
Morning, Miles.
You've been to the barbers.
That's right, Miles. Barbershops fascinate me. They're a place that people get together and talk. Very male environment, obviously. There's one I was curious about, having walked by it several times, Ed's Barbershop in Abbey Street in the north end of the city. The Lewis tram goes just past it. The eponymous Ed Stone has been cutting hair there, I learned, for 29 years. And I called in and Ed said, yes, you'll be welcome to talk to any of my customers. We get all sorts of people in here. There's three or four other barbers younger than Ed. You'd like the place. It's got, it reflects a lot of male interests. One of the things is boxing. Clearly, Ed was once a boxer and there's a lot of boxing paraphernalia and memorabilia. 1960s movies. That's why you'd be good at that. There's Marilyn Monroe there, I could see, and Edward G. Robinson. Clearly, Ed again has...
Some of the greats, the Hollywood greats.
Exactly. So it depends when you're getting your hair cut, which particular barber...
where you're looking.
Exactly, where you might go to.
Are you looking at a boxing glove or Marilyn Monroe? I know which I'd prefer, but there you go.
Ed is good on both of those, and another guy is very good on music, a Birmingham fellow. But you never know who you're going to meet. I think I saw a Mark Twain quote recently, which I really like, saying there's no such thing as an uninteresting life. And I thought, that's just so beautiful. Mm. So I came in, I say, talking to some of Ed's customers. This is a man, early 70s, very good complexion. To say, I was surprised when he told me his age. This is Michael McDay.
I come into Ed's every time I need my haircut. The banter's good and he's a nice person to come into. And there's always time for everybody.
Are you enjoying being retired?
I am. Myself and my wife are enjoying it. I've done 31 years in Anne's Restaurant, Mary Street. And I've done 14 or 15 years up in the north. I'm down here 42 years and I'm working the 42 here. And
some people in retirement go back to their home place, you'll stay in Dublin.
Oh, this is my home.
There was a time there was obvious reasons why Northerners lived in the south. How do you feel now about it?
Well, I mean, in 72 we came down here and it was at the back of our house in Lurgan. There was a big mill and there was a massive explosion. And I think that done my wife and myself, because we were on a railway line and on the other side of the line, the IRA was, and on our side was British soldiers, and we were on a gable end. There's lots of bullets flying, so time to go.
Did you have children at that time?
Oh, I did, with two boys. Came south, yeah. I always loved Dublin anyway. There was a freedom about it. Don't forget now, in the north, you're blinkered by religion. When you get out of the north and you come down here, the blinkers is taken off. I mean, I don't care who lives beside me. I don't care who religion they are. Do you know what I mean? You still have to get up and go to work for your family.
Whereas, as you say, in Lurgan, you know the dividing lines always.
Well, it's divided. It's divided completely in two now. I don't go up to Lurgan that much now because my mother is not there now. She's in a home in Banbridge. But it's like everywhere else, you know, the Catholics are their own community, Protestants are their own community. It's as simple as that, you know.
Your mother must be a great age, by the way.
She's 93 next birthday. Good health, but she's Alzheimer's.
I'm sorry.
You know.
That must be very stressful for you.
Well, it is for the family, you know, especially when she doesn't recognise you, you know.
Did your wife take to Dublin as much as you did?
This is her hometown, you know, so, I mean, she was glad to get back. She came up to Lurgan with me in 1964, and we stayed there for 8 years and came down here then in 72.
How did you meet?
We met in Butlins. 1962. It was on the 14th of July. You always got your fortnight's holidays at the 12th of July. We always ended up going to Butlins.
Are you a Catholic or like to get out?
I'm a Catholic. It has nothing to do with that at all. All my friends that I live with in Victoria Street in Lurgan were all Protestants. Yeah. But it's amazing that, you know, I'm going back now when I was 13 or 12, 10, you know, and a few days before the 12th of July, they just stopped speaking to you. And about 4 or 5 days after it, it just picked up again as if nothing had happened. And we, as Catholics and Kilchillen, we always went up to see the parade up the town of the Orange Men. We enjoyed it. We didn't know any different.
You never lose a northern accent. I remember meeting somebody on a train in Sydney, and he'd been out of Belfast for 40 years and he still had an almost impenetrable Belfast accent. Very interesting, by the way, that one of the background noises there. I'm glad to hear that Ed listens to Radio 1.
It was yourself on, Miles, it was indeed.
It's a bit sort of Russian dolls. It's a bit bizarre. But anyway, now your next interviewee or victim or whatever you want to describe them turned out to be somebody who would be very well known to sports fans.
That's right. Now, obviously, as Ed Stone said to me, if you're cutting hair, you have to know about sports because people come in and they discuss sports. That's what men do. But this man knew a lot about sports. Does the name Terry Kennedy?
He was a former Irish rugby international, played for St Mary's, I recall. This was in the days long before Munster, Leinster, Connacht, long before the Heineken Cup and any of that.
You're exactly right, St Mary's and Temple Oak, which I do know. But I'm not great with sports, so I didn't realise I was talking to somebody who would be well known to sports people.
A flying winger, as I recall.
That is exactly right, Miles. You've got very good memory. Very good. He runs a clothing company now directly out of Capel Street, Terry Kennedy, sole trader. But I didn't know anything about him as he was talking to me as he was getting his hair cut.
I'm here in the street in Capel Street 30 years and I've never used another barber, ever.
Do you have a business here on Capel Street?
We do indeed. We do indeed. Clothing.
What do you talk about when you're getting your hair cut?
Generally sport. Generally sport. I'd had myself a lot in common interest, in other words, soccer and rugby. And
what's that?
A bit of Gaelic as well. The Dubs at the minute is Dublin going for the double. Terry's the next rugby international.
A long time ago now, when the telly was black and white. I tell you who we played with. Played with Slattery and Fitzgerald and Ollie Campbell and Mossy and Wardy. That was great fun. It was 78 to about 81. Great fun now. We went over to it. We beat Australia in both test matches, Paddy. Now, I know the Lions did it recently, but we actually only played two against them in a series, and I think we're the only team ever to do it from the Northern Hemisphere in 79.
Who was the captain in your day?
Slattery, and he was super. But we had great players. We had Ollie Campbell, who was a great Slattery, Moss Keane, Willie Duggan, Kieran Fitzgerald, all in their prime. It was great fun.
He certainly played with the legends, didn't he? No doubt about that. Now, the next man, I think, is somebody who would have interests that would be a little bit closer to your heart than Terry Kennedy's would. This is a man called Joe McKenna, a music lover.
Yes, Joe is from Crumlin in Dublin. Again, a man retired now, and you discover that he's a music lover while talking to him, but he's not strong on sport, so he'd be like me, that he wouldn't be strong on sport, but he loves music, as I do. And this is Joe's story.
I only found out about this place yesterday, believe it or not. I was just telling the barber, just going by in the Lewis, a friend of mine out of the CIE choir, coming in for a haircut. That's how I found out it was.
You're in the choir in CIE?
I am, yes. Yeah. I spent 42 and a half years in CIE, and they were chasing me to join the choir, and I said, as soon as I retire, which I did 5 years ago, I joined up. That's something to be doing while you're retired, though, keep you busy. The first couple of weeks, all I was doing, sitting down, looking at television, and asked the wife what's on next, and I said to myself, here, there must be something else to life, and sitting looking at television all the time. So,
have you always had an interest in music?
I did. Years and years and years ago, I was in a choir in Crumlin, St. Columba's in Crumlin on Armagh Road. Mm-hmm. We had a lovely four-piece choir in St. Agnes' Church in Crumlin. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, most of the lads thought it was officious to be into the choir. That's great. Thanks very much.
Yes.
Most of the lads in that, they thought it's serious to join the choir, but it was one of my interests,
right.
You know, because I wasn't into sport as such, so that was the next best thing.
What did you do in CIE?
I was a bus conductor for 32 years, and I was an inspector for 10. Enjoyable job, like.
We don't have conductors anymore.
No, unfortunately, that's a great pity.
That was Joe McKenna. Now, the next person you talked to also had musical connections. This was a man called Jimmy Kelly. What are his musical connections?
Well, obviously, Jimmy Kelly's an elderly man now, retired. He was a trade unionist in his day, a very prominent trade unionist. But he comes from a family which includes a lot of musicians. His brother Pat is a musician, I know, lives in Clondalkin now. His brother Luke was, of course, a very well-known...
I think people will know who you're talking about there.
Yes, Luke Kelly.
The one and only, the inimitable, the wonderful Luke Kelly.
So he wasn't the only one with musical abilities. It turns out that Jimmy is also in a choir since he's retired from his trade union job. But Jimmy Kelly spoke to me as he was getting his hair cut.
Well, we've come to this establishment for many a year. And this man that's doing me now... I know him since
40 years, actually.
Actually, yeah.
40 years.
Anyway, we lived down off Sheridan Street, Mare Street, and Mickey Wellington was the barber. Your mother'd send you there maybe on a Friday afternoon or Saturday, and you could be there for 3 hours because Mickey had the ability. The doctors would be coming in and be saying, "Oh, I have to have a quick haircut before the boat comes. This boat is coming in," and you could be there for 3 hours. And then in the afternoon, you might be unlucky enough. it was 5 o'clock, and his niece or his nephew would bring up his tea sandwiches and a big billy can of tea, and you could be there for 6 hours of the day. But anyway, that's as far back as we go with. Yeah. Barbers.
You were a well-known trade unionist. You're a retired man now.
I am indeed.
Are you enjoying the retirement?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I've been very honoured actually, into Congress are doing a commemoration of the lockout on the 1st of September, and I've been asked to sing the Great Larkin Song. I've been deeply honoured, deeply honoured.
So like your very famous late brother, Luke Kelly.
Yeah, 40 years next year, in fact. Would you believe it?
Time goes by, doesn't it? So you're also a musician?
No. I don't. Well, mm-hmm. An occasional singer. I sing in a choir, actually, People's College Choir, and that keeps me. But I wouldn't be a performer.
What song?
That's a 1913 song in Dublin City in 1913. The boss was rich and the poor enslaved. The women working and the children crying when on came Larkin like a mighty wave. The workers cringed when the boss man thundered. And 70 hours was their weekly chore. They asked for little, and less was granted. Mm-hmm. Less given little, they'd ask for more.
I have to wait till September to hear it sung.
Yes, in O'Connell Street. you're not going to ask me to sing at 12 o'clock in the midday, like, you know. I didn't have the board seat yet, by the way.
And that was Jimmy Kelly concluding that visit on the part of Paddy O'Gorman to Ed's in Upper Abbey Street. Paddy, thank you very much indeed.